You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We Back Our Kaiako is a new student-led group which has formed to support the teacher strikes. They're based in Te Whanganui Atara and will be protesting outside Parliament on Wednesday to show their support of the Post-Primary Teachers Association. I spoke to their spokesperson Kay about why they've organised this protest and what their demands are. Why have you organised this protest?
Seeing our kaiako come into class when they're burnt out, they're making ends meet, and they don't have time to do the things they care about, it's just heartbreaking as a student, and it also means that our education outcomes are kind of being dismantled because the government aren't giving the support needed to teachers to give us the support we need. So that's why we started this movement.
What do you hope this protest will achieve?
We hope that the government will see students out here fighting too and realise that it isn't just the teachers pushing the demands, because it doesn't just affect them, it affects everyone. So we hope the government will listen to the students if they're not going to listen to the teachers.
There's been a lot of anger from some parents about the teacher strikes because they're worried their kids are falling behind and being disrupted. In some cases, you know, they've had to take time off work to look after kids who aren't at school. What would your message be to those parents who are finding it difficult to support the teacher strikes?
Yes, it is quite a vocal minority of parents that don't support the teacher strike. However, the consequences that come from burnt out teachers are far greater than the impact of a couple of days off class at the moment. So for most parents of high school age students, their children will be 14 or over and should be able to stay home alone. It's really just those year 9s and some year 10s that haven't quite reached that age. And in that case, it's kind of a matter of, it's a couple of days now, but it's going to mean they'll have to stay at home for long amounts of time because there are no teachers in the future.
And are most of your peers at school supportive of the strikes? Are they going to be coming to this protest?
Yes, almost everyone that I've spoken to is supportive. Part regarding the turnout from my peers, it depends on how much schoolwork they have to catch up on. Because the Wednesday protest is on a year 9 and 13 rest at home day, it does mean that they're not going to be missing school to be able to attend it, for the seniors and the very young juniors. However, there is still a lot of catch-up to be done because of the rest at home work that may mean some of them won't be able to go if they wanted to.
What would you tell people in terms of why should they turn up?
Turn up to secure your education. There are three things that we're asking the government to do as a result of our protest. The first one is fair compensation for the teachers. We demand our teachers receive fair and equitable compensation because of their qualification, their experience and the crucial work they perform. Some teachers also have these cultural roles within the school that aren't acknowledged and aren't funded by the school. In addition to this, we want better working conditions for our kaiako. So things like a reduction in the class size that current teachers endure, which kind of relates back to there being a shortage of teachers. At the moment, there are currently around 800 people in the country studying education, and then about 1,500, and there are 1,000 vacant teacher positions at the moment, which means, you know, classes are becoming bigger to be able to meet that shortage. In addition to this, we want teachers to be able to have the non-contact time they're requesting so that they can plan lessons, mark things, and get back to people one-on-one. And finally, we want an end to subject cuts at universities around the motu, because why would someone go into teaching if they can't study what they want to at university? So we want the government to make up the shortfall in funding to prevent the subject cuts.
That was high school student Kay from We Back Our Kaiako on their upcoming protest. More info can be found on their Instagram at Back Our Kaiako.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.